You would please turn your Bibles with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 8. Here Jesus is having a conversation with many of the Pharisees and many of the Jews, and sometimes we know it is hard to do interpersonal communication. Sometimes what you know and what you convey is not always the same as what people hear and what they understand. You know very well what it is about yourself, what it is that you need to tell them, and even though things are as plain as day, sometimes the light is still not on. In the case here with Jesus, down in verse 21 of John chapter 8, Jesus said to them again, "I am going away, and you will seek me and will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "Will he kill himself because he says, 'Where I go, you cannot come'?" And he said to them, "You are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." Jesus knew exactly to what the he referred to. Jesus knew exactly who he was. He knew exactly where he came from. But for some reason, still the Jews did not understand. You'll recall that time and time again, Jesus proved himself. He proved himself in the way that he spoke, by the life that he lived, the actions that he performed, and yes, there were those that even should have seen the miracles that he did. How some confess, truly, he must be of God, otherwise how can he do these things? There were some that said there was no one that ever spoke like this man. And so, in verse 25, they still said to him, "Who are you?" And Jesus said to them, "Just what I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I heard from him." If Jesus conveyed himself and they still did not understand him, do you think they would know who the him is that sent him? The one in whom Jesus has heard all things from? No. If they did not understand Jesus, how would they understand about his Father? You'll recall that elsewhere in John chapter 14, there in verse 9, Jesus said that if you have seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, sometimes we know that we have seen someone in a physical sense, but did they truly see him for who he was? Did they truly understand? Did they truly grasp? Did they fully get the concept that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? There are a lot of things that need to be said in regard to judgment and one's belief. But Jesus said it was not the time to do that right now. Instead, in verse 27, they did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. And then in verse 28, Jesus then said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." And as he spoke these words, many believed in him. Notice the shift of the present to the future. Jesus knows that sometimes it's not worth it carrying on a long, drawn-out conversation when you know that no matter what is said or done, people will not accept. But you know that the time will come, then you'll see. But Jesus did not rub it in. He did not press the point, but only mentioned it that would stick with them. And later, when the time would come in which the Son of Man would be lifted up, then they would know who he was. Remember what took place as Jesus was crucified? You remember in Mark's account, there in chapter 15 and in verse 39, there was one that said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." They begin to see as Jesus cried out, as Jesus had died, as Jesus was buried. And yes, as he rose again and others saw him with their own eyes, heard him with their own ears, and even felt him with their own hands, they learned Jesus truly is the Christ, the Son of God. And then as they would see him, they would know Jesus, he is not alone. Indeed, as he promised, the Father is with him. Jesus always did what was pleasing to his heavenly Father, and you know his Father has always been right there with him. In fact, that's what God tells us from the very beginning. How many times has God told his people, "I will never leave you nor forsake you"? But do his people ever leave or forsake him? Jesus, as our example, always was with him. He never left him or forsook him, but instead committed himself to be obedient to his will. Yes, obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. You see, if we truly can see Jesus for who he really is, it will lead to our eternal salvation. But let's ask ourselves, what would we say if Jesus were talking to us as he is with the Jews? Would we seek him for who he truly is? Do we truly believe with all our heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? Would we be willing to repent of our sins, to confess our faith before men, to be baptized for the remission of our sins? You see, if we truly see Christ, then we would truly see the Father. By hearing him, believing him, and obeying him, we are on our way. But it doesn't stop there. The Bible also teaches us, even from the words of Jesus himself, one must be faithful even until death to receive the crown of life. Yes, we must be willing to live as faithful as we can. If we do so now, he will always be with us, and yes, we can always be with him. And so, like Christ, we must always seek to please our Heavenly Father. This evening, is that what you are about? Are you aiming to please your Heavenly Father? Is he indeed with you? If you need to respond to the Lord's invitation tonight, won't you do so as together we stand and sing?